We are learning Maseches Sedarim Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the top. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Arba Nedarim Halalu, the four Nedarim of our Mishnah, which is Nidrei Zerizin, Nidrei Ointzin, Nidrei Shkagos, and Nidrei Havoi, these four Nedarim, Tzrichin Shailul Chacham. They have to be Mataneda by the Chacham. Ki Amrisa, as we said, Ki Amrisa came to Shmuel. When I said this to Shmuel, Omar, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Tana Tani Abana Dharam Tir Chamim. It says that four Nadarim the Chamu Matir. Which sounds like it doesn't even need a Shiloh. Va'at Amrit Tzrich and Shiloh L'Chacham. And you're saying it needs a Shiloh L'Chacham? Sounds like a Mishnah that's bottom ale of this four Nadarim. Zok to Gemara. So Rav Yosef, Masti Lo L'Ho Shmaitz V'Ailishna. Rav Yosef says this memory in a different Lashon. Because the first Lashon is a little bit Shver. That he said they need a Shai L'chacham. I said, Mishnah not like that. So Rav Yosef is Mas L'chacham Yitzvah V'halashna. Om Rav Yudam Rav Asi. Ein Chacham Rishoy L'hatir. Elik Ein Abon Adarm Alalu. Avadim, our Mishnah, the four Adarm, they're Batal Ma'ilav. You don't have to be Matan Adem. But we're telling, he's saying a memory like this, that all other Nadarim that you do go to the Chacham to Mat Neder, when you Mat Neder, it has to make those Nadarim, Ki'ilu, it's like these four Nadarim. What's special about these four Nadarim? That it's a mistake, Me'ikra, it's a mistake. So, Kesavar, Ein Pesach Mecharata. What he means to say is, that every time you Mat Neder, you have to use a Pesach, not a Charata. What's a Pesach, what's a Charata? Pesach is something that makes the Neder into a Tayyus. Pesach means says, if you knew this will happen, so then, if you knew this will happen, then you would never make the nether. I'll give you an extreme example. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis that Rabbi Kiva was Am Aretz, and he married the daughter of Kalba Savua. And Kalba Savua said that if you marry him, I'm not giving you any of my nechassim, I'm making all my nechassim ostu but nether. And the Kachav. Later on, he saw Rabbi Kiva became a big Talmud Chacham. So he said, if I would have known he would become a Talmud Chacham, I never would have made an Eder. Tosfos there asked Akasha, something called Noilad. They're not getting into that, but that's what he said. If I would have known that you would become a big Talmud Chacham, I never made an Eder. So it turns out the whole thing was a mistake. That's a Pesach. Charota doesn't, it means something else. What's Charota? I mean, Charota means, says, it means that when I made the Eder, I was angry. And if I have Charota, I haven't made an Eder. An example that would be is in something else. Let's say someone is angry and he breaks a window. So we're going to say it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. He was angry. He did it on purpose. But now he feels bad about it. That's called charata. That he made a neder when he was angry. Now he feels bad about it. So obviously what's better? A Pesach. Because Pesach makes that it's a mistake. Masha'inkein, a charata just means he feels bad about it. If you see the Ran, the Maskla, Ein Chachamate, he says, Kloimar, She'ein lahate becharata al Pesach, Sha'a neder, Kishu nita repesach, Mechiach mitoichoi, Shu neder betoyis, Vavakeya abar adarm, Avakrata loy. So we're saying these four adarm are a mistake, Me'ikroi, right? Nidazerizin, all these things, a mistake. It's not really a neder. Same thing, Pesach is like that. That's what he's saying. It has to be like those adarm that makes it into a Pesach, that makes it into a toyis. Now, Adkle Kach, the Gilyan Mashah brings out from a bit that some say if you use a Pesach, you don't have to go to a Chacham. Why not? Because it's a Tayyus. Why is it on Pesach like that? And my bit holds Medar Bonah, you need a Mataneda. When Medar Raisa says you don't need Mataneda, why? Because it's a Tayyus. That's the Milo of Pesach. So, but this Mataneda holds Kusava ain't Pesach Mecharata. So now, what's the memory of Yehuda Ravasi? That the four Nadarim. Just like the four Nadarim is a Tayyus, all Nadarim need a Pesach, and you don't use a Charata. Zok to Gemara, Ahu de Asa Kamei de Rav Huna, a person came to Rav Huna to Matan Eda, Omalei Libcha Alecha, Omalei Lo, he said, no, Vesharya, wasn't Libcha Alecha. The Rav has two Pshatim, but basically the one of Pshatim are that were you thinking when you made an Eda? Were you calm, or were you Libcha Alecha, or were you angry when you made an Eda? And he says, no, I was angry then, that's called Charata. Or libcha means that you still the lev you had at the time of neder you still have now. It means the same thing. Basically, the question was, do you have charata or not? And he said, yeah, I have charata. And therefore, he was matan neder because this man diyama holds you could be paiskim charata. Now, Iran speaks out that what about if a guy he made a neder, then 30 days into the neder he says, you know what, I don't like this neder anymore. I feel bad. I made it. I don't like this neder. I feel bad. I made the neder now. Is that called charata? The halach is no, it's not called charata. Charata has to be l'mafreya, not mekal laba. What's the raya? Because why do you have to ask him, post after him charata? He came to him at the neder. He had charata. He came to him at the neder. Obviously he had charata. So what do you mean you ask him? Do you have charata? Well, what am I doing here, right? Teretz is that the guy is here because he has charata from now on. You have to prove him. You have to ask him. Does he have charata mafreya? Did he made it? He made it when he made it. He was angry. That's what it means charata. Charata means it goes miyakara that. When he made it, he was in the wrong frame of mind. That's why. That's what charata means. Like the Ran ends off on the last line before the widest line. It says elavadim shem lo isagi becharata hashda ela becharata demikara havashomani. He needed becharata demikara, which means he has to say that b'shas that he made the neder, he was not in a good frame of mind, and that's what we call charata. Zotik maravaita. Who the also can make the rabbi of Huna? So far we have one man that says ain't place for charata. We have no man that says place for charata. Who the also can make the rabbi of Huna? Amalei, they told him like this: Ilu hayu hasar bnei adam shvaisucha bais hasha mina darta. He told him like this: If you would have 10 people, so I'm going to say the Ran's pshat first. He said like this: The guy came to him for matan eder. So the guy says, so the Rav asks him, if 10 people were with you at that time you made a neder, and they were trying to make you feel better, would you make a neder? Amalei, loy, no, ve'tira, it is mattered. So now, is this charata or is this Pesach? So the Ran says, it's not a Pesach, because it's not like something happened. We're saying like a theoretical thing. If 10 people would have been there, you would have felt better. So it's charata, but the Ran says it's better than a regular charata, because here, the Imam is bringing out the point. He's showing clearly that he made it because he's angry, because he says, if 10 people would have been there, he wouldn't have done it. So the Ran says, this is like a super charata. It's better than a regular charata, but it's not a Pesach. So you still have to hold places of charata, but you hold that's better. It's different shal in the girsa. The Ran is one girsa, which means you don't use regular charata, and there is a girsa, because it's not a Pesach. That's what the Ran learns. The Ran learns this thing, this line, is better than a regular charata, but it's not a Pesach. Yeah, Maji? Good. Now, the Rosh learns that the case was, they actually had 10 people right now being refiasim, saying, oh, calm down, right now. So we tell him, if you knew 10 people are going to come and refias you, would you remain neder? He said, no, that's a Pesach. Because that's something they didn't know was going to happen. So it's something that's missing in details. So therefore, that's called a Pesach. So that the Fira Rosh, he holds the Charot is not working near Pesach. The Ran learns this is like a super Charot. So the Gemara Vayta. Tanya, read the Omer. Loy la Adam Leivze Alecha. Leivze Alecha is like we said before. It means like, when you made the Neder, was your heart with you? And Mama Lav, Matir Moshe says, no, I was not thinking straight. So Loch is Matir Moshe, again, that's the case of Charata, where he said he did it in anger. If there would be 10 people there at that time making you feel better, would you have done made the nether? And Mama Lav, Matir Moshe, he says, no. Then Yamata the nether, again, we see this idea that you can do a super Charata according to Shmuel Rav Yossi. The next Gemara will have four different Amaroim who are Mata Neder, and the siman is Asi, Rabbi Rav Asi, and Rav Elazar, and Yechiram, and Yanai. First Maisa, Huda saw Osla Kamed Rav Asi. There was a guy who came to Rav Asi Mata Neder, Omalei, Kadu Tois, do you have Charata? Omalei, Loi. Which says, which loy makes no sense, right? So only veloy, that's the Ran's girls. No, I have charata. Yes, do you have charata? He said, and not, of course, I have charata. Vesharye, it's matter, because he holds poison with charata. Who does the command of Ravalaza? Omalei, boyis nadur? Do you want this nether? Omalei, ilu loy miragzinli, if they wouldn't have made me angry, loy be inan klum, I never would have made the nether. Omalei, take it, boys. Okay, then you get it. Then it should be like you want. The nether is bottle. Because here also, it's a charata. He says, if they wouldn't have made me angry, I would never made a nether. Again, he holds that you could do charata. The third ma'isa. So the first two ma'isas, one was Rav Asi, the second one was Rav Elazar. Now the third ma'isa. He is so the darta labarta. There was a certain lady that asked her daughter from having an off. Says, your daughter, Rabbi Rachel, no one offered me. So the mother came to Rabbi Yechanan, Amallah. So Rabbi Yechanan asked her, "Ilu havi adat, if you would have known the Amrit Megirusech, your neighbors are saying, Allah the Bartach on your daughter, they're saying, Ilu le chamesba ima milin daziva, if the mother would not have seen, if the mother would not have seen by her, milin daziva, which means bad things, the Mefarish learns it means dvarim Shiyafel anichon, klamer davar zima. So it's things that, you know, it's worth to leave her, to let her go. Bekadi lo yadarta. If not that the mother saw in the daughter something terrible, she not would have mother a daughter. So if you knew people are saying that, everyone of the neighbors is saying, look, this mommy made a neder that the daughter can't have enough from her. So every neighbor is saying, she must have been done something terrible. If you know people are saying that, me a daughter we made a neder, omaleloi, visharya, and therefore he's matted. And this is what we call a Pesach. This is not Charata, right? This is a Pesach. I'm saying, if you didn't know what people are going to do, you would have made a neder. That's called a Pesach, that makes it a tayis, and here he's matted. So the Shittim Mekvetzah says that you see from here that Rabbi Yechon holds you have to be a Pesach, Pesach, and not a Charata. But the Mefarish over here, if you look at the third line of Mefarish, at the end of the line, it says, Hachal lekel lemasri peisach meloyim. What the Mefarish means is, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan used the Pesach here, but it's not a raya that he can't use charota. Here he punked out a Pesach. That's what the Mefarish means to say, it's not a raya. But the Shita is mashma that Rabbi Yochanan holds peisachim be charota.
Who's the father?